Black and Abdallah, we're in for Waddle and Sylvie right now. We were having technical difficulties at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge, so Waddle and Sylvie are on their way back to the studio right now. So it's Black and Abdallah filling in for the guys at this moment, and we get a chance now to talk to the ninth pick in the NFL draft. The Chicago Bears selected Rome Odunze last night. Rome Odunze on ESPN 1000. Rome, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here. What was last night like for you being selected in the top 10, being selected by the Chicago Bears, and being selected to play with a guy who you flew to the draft with in Caleb Williams?
It was great. You know, it's honestly a dream come true. You know, first of all, just to get drafted in the first place, and then, you know, to be able to go top 10 and have Caleb, you know, go number one and be, you know, alongside him in this journey. It's a special moment, you know, considering all the things that went on, you know, behind the scenes and the lore of me being a Bears fan and a Devin Hester fan. It's kind of a surreal moment. So I don't even know if it's hit me yet. I'm just enjoying the process.
I heard you say that last night, that you grew up a Bears fan. What were some of your favorite moments growing up?
My favorite moments were watching Devin Hester. I was, you know, his biggest fan. I had his jersey. I would go on YouTube and watch his highlight over and over and over and over again. And I wore 23 when I was playing Little League, and he's been my favorite player for a long time. So anytime watching him or seeing his highlights on YouTube.
You've had some time with some current Bears. I know you and Caleb have been working out with Keenan Allen and with DJ Moore. What have you learned from those two guys so far, and what do you hope to learn in your rookie year from them?
You know, I've learned a lot. I've learned that, you know, they're very disciplined and they're very detailed in their work ethic and in their skill set, for sure. And I think that's what has continued to put them in the league for as long as they have been, and doing it at a high level. And I think the sky's the limit on what I can continue to learn from them. I mean, you know, Keenan Allen is touching a Hall of Fame career at the moment. So just, you know, soaking up all the information that I can from him and DJ as well, I think will be my number one priority.
How did those workouts come about in the last couple of weeks? The fact that you got together with Caleb and the other wide receivers, how did that kind of play out?
Yeah, I was training with one of his older receivers, John Jackson, down in LA, and a trainer named TJ Husbandzadeh, who connected us. And I was training down in Irvine, and I got the opportunity to go up there to LA. Sure. And train at USC. And I, you know, immediately wanted to do it, one, because, you know, I knew Caleb was a great quarterback, and I knew Keenan Allen and DJ Moore were going to be there, and it was an opportunity for me to continue to learn from them.
What was the flight over to the draft like with Caleb Williams? Were you guys seated by each other? Were you scheming to be like, hey, man, tell the Bears, you know, like, if I'm right there at 9, like, let's make this happen?
Man, what do you mean? I was flying the plane. I thought you'd seen the tweet.
Oh, I saw it.
There's autopilot for a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was good. You know, we were on the plane over. We honestly didn't chat too much. We were just, you know, anticipating the draft. Very, you know, excited for it all to be over with and have the team that selected us to go and visit. So, you know, just going through the process, it was good.
All right, Rome. So behind the scenes here in Chicago, we have discussed the hopes and dreams that you would be available at 9 for months. When did you know that the Bears are going to take you at 9?
I knew when I picked up the phone. You know, that was that's not a second earlier. And that's how, you know, I was fine being with that. I really went into the draft having, you know, no expectations, just because, you know, how wild it gets within that, with all the trades and all the different things that can possibly go down. So, you know, I just kept my mind open and decided to, you know, accept anything that happened. And luckily for me, I'm going to a great organization with a tremendous history and, you know, a wide receiver core and an amazing quarterback. So I'm super blessed.
Was there anything throughout the draft process that you kind of felt like the Bears really liked you? Anything you noticed?
Yeah, definitely. When we came on the visit, I kind of got the sense that it was like, you know, I was really comfortable with them. They were really comfortable with me. And it was just about if I was going to be there at 9. You know, there was speculation if I was going to go higher than that, if another team was trying to trade up to get me or pick me earlier than that. So I think it just felt like, you know, if I was there at 9, they were coming get me. So when I got that phone call after, you know, the 8th pick, I knew what was going down.
Now, you played in the Pac-12. You know all about rivalries. You grew up, you said, a Bears fan. You're coming here. The Lions are hot. The Packers are hot right now. The Vikings are still in the mix. What do you know about the rivalry here in Chicago and the want here and the need to finally get over the hump and beat the Packers?
Oh, man, I know all about it. You know, I used to watch those games when Aaron Rodgers was on his tenure at the Packers, and yeah. You know, now they have a great team in Jordan Love as well. And you know, I think it's just something that's going to be the same as how it was in my college career. You know, every time I play them and every time I get to experience this thing myself, my hatred for everybody else is just going to grow and grow, kind of like it did for, you know, the school over there that we don't like to stay at UW. So, no, I'm excited to get over that hump and to provide a weapon for this offense, you know, to hopefully come up in those clutch moments and be available in those tight games.
Rome, before we let you go, is there a wide receiver that you watch in today's game right now that you want to pattern your game off of?
Funny enough, I watch a lot of Devontae Adams and Keenan Allen, so you know, I don't have to watch the tape anymore. I can see it live, so I'm super excited about that.
It's got to be weird to go up to Keenan and be like, you know, not for nothing, but like I used to watch you like, you know, 10 years ago or so. Like, don't make him feel too old, but you know, you don't want to upset him too much by saying he's the old guy in the room, but technically he is the old guy in the room.
That's right. I'm hoping he hasn't heard any of these interviews of me saying I watched him a lot when I was younger. So I won't mention any of those things to him. I'll just, you know, just learn from him and keep his spirits high in reference to his age.
Your quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., goes right ahead of you to Atlanta. What was it like watching him get drafted?
That was awesome. I told him that he was the only guy I was okay with going in front of me. So I was happy. I was happy it was him. And, you know, I think he's going to, you know, a great situation where he'll be able to learn. And, you know, I don't know exactly what their plans will be, but I know he's a terrific player, a terrific person, and I think that they'll get things rolling over there in Atlanta.
Thank you, Rome. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. There you go. There's Rome Odunze, new wide receiver for the Chicago Bears.